Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Nats fans, this is your time to vent at 800-636-1067. Do you think Mike Rizzo can turn this team around with the learners as the owners? I think it's a valid question with the amount of money they spend on the payroll compared to the other teams, certainly in the NL East, that they're battling with.
I think if there was no sort of timeline, like, I think absolutely Mike could turn this around. I don't know if he could do it this year, next year. I mean, I have no idea. And unfortunately, they don't give people unlimited time frames. You know, I think Mike certainly could turn this around, but he may not be able to turn it around in time for everybody else's satisfaction.
Drab's back here practicing his small talk for Mike.
Oh, he
calls
is?
At a 9.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a terrible day. What do you want me to tell you?
Be a terrible day. How's the practice going? Is it going well?
I'd like Mar to take over today.
Okay.
He can bumble his way through that.
Okay.
We got to ask tough questions. We will, but I mean,
not fun for anybody.
We never want to talk to somebody with, you know, the local teams when they're off a 10-game losing streak.
We would much rather they be on a 10-game winning streak, and we're talking about that. That would be much better for all parties involved.
Just think how much different the conversation would be if they, all right, so they lost 8 straight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they lost to the Marlins. They got swept by the Marlins. But if they had pounded the Rockies the last 2 nights,
just to get back on track,
it would have been a different conversation.
Yeah. No, it's like whatever could go wrong is going wrong right now.
Yes.
It's a snowball.
And you saw that last night.
It's a catastrophe.
Yeah.
It's like whatever can go wrong is currently going wrong. And, you know. All right, let's go to John in Annapolis. John, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, gentlemen. All right, so I got a proposal and a way to turn the Nets' fortunes around and for you guys to just rake in those rating bonuses.
All right.
How many losses will it take for you guys to do the 24-hour on-air bit until they win?
Oh, I can't do that.
1,000 loss. I can't. 1,000 loss streak.
Physically, we couldn't do it.
I'm not that committed.
Yeah. No.
Right, couldn't
it's
do
a
it.
Good idea, but...
You remember they did that in Baltimore.
We're,
I think,
like
the
learners level, ownership level of commitment to that bit.
Maybe if they got to, like...
So you just keep
you
doing shows?
Soft. You guys are getting soft in your old age.
Oh,
that
hell,
is
hell yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with that. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, John.
Yep, bye.
No, I would have to be on cocaine to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we would die.
Yeah.
If let's just say that they lose tonight, and then we go, okay, we're going to leave in the studio until they win.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I mean, it could be weeks.
Here for a week.
It could be a week.
I'm already functioning on about 90 minutes of sleep.
Yeah.
I'd literally die.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You'd definitely get like shingles or something.
Oh,
something,
yeah.
Something bad would happen. We'd all get
what
sick.
What if I would have told, what if Cake said, I'll bet you they get swept by the Rockies? And I would have said, I'll shave my head if they get swept by the Rockies.
I wish you had, because you'd be halfway there.
Can you imagine how much I'd be freaking out right now?
You'd be in a big sweat.
Because I didn't think there was a chance. Now,
no, you were very confident.
I would still bet against them getting swept 4 games against the Rockies.
Who's pitching today? Has anybody even bothered to look?
Today? Is it Trevor Williams?
No, I thought it was Mitch. That was Mitchell.
Oh, Parker?
Yeah. That's what I saw last night.
Okay. All right. I was wrong.
Yeah, it's Parker. Parker against some dude named Marquez, who's 2-8 with a 6.6 ERA.
All their starters have, all the Rocky starters have ERAs.
All
like
of the ERAs
near
are
10.
Astronomical.
Ours aren't much better, though. 4.96.
I would take 4.84 over 6.62.
I have 4.96. I don't know.
God,
how.
We need Gore to have pitched in this series. There's no chance the Rockies were beating Gore.
It's probably what you said about Gore against whoever he faced in the Marlins series. Probably the same.
All right, let's go to Brian in Silver Spring, 800-636-1067. Your chance to chime in. Mike Rizzo's going to be on this show in about 29 minutes. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, maybe JP could guess, Coach, since he's the greatest leader of men since General Patton. But
where'd that come from?
The reason why I called is my anger is we are considered a major market team. Like,
yeah.
We could lose every game for the rest of the season, and in next year's draft, the earliest pick we'll have is the 11th pick because MLB says we are a major market team. But yet we don't spend like a major market team. We don't have a TV contract like a major market team. We don't attract players like a major market team. We're just a rudderless ship. And like I think Lurch, you kind of said it mostly. I think the onus is on ownership. I mean, there's what's hindering us from being the best we can. And Rizzo is a great GM. And I think maybe how good he is what's being held against him. Maybe ownership thinks that Rizzo is so good that he can make a masterpiece out of whatever budget they give him. And
what about Davey? Where do you hold Davey in all this?
I like Davey, but at some point in time, 2019 was a long time ago. It seems like he might just be checked out. I mean,
well, also, I think it was a John Madden said, no, it's the NFL, it's different. But he said, you know, after 6 years, you know, the message becomes stale.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of like about the time frame they are with Dave. You know, it's a different sport, but there aren't that many head coaches, managers, whatever
that could withstand
withstand this for this period of time.
And I would like to get a new hitting coach. I would like them to get a new hitting coach because we're a very young team. We're very impressionable, and do you guys remember 8-9 years ago when Daniel Murphy was here and he turned into Babe Ruth? And he attributed it all to the Kevin Long tweaking him.
Uh-huh.
A hitting coach can go a long way, especially with a young team. That's at minimum what they should be doing right now.
Right. All right. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's what I thought they might do, and then they gave up like 7 bombs yesterday.
Yeah. The bullpen ERA is second worst in the league, and last night it showed it. And Cole Henry, like the other caller was saying, he was a second round pick a few years ago out of LSU.
Yeah, but
Jackson Rutledge, obviously a pretty high pick, and those guys gave up 4 bombs.
But guys are allowed to have bad outings. It's
true.
Just that everyone's having a bad one right now at the same time. Because Henry had been pretty good prior to that.
Yeah, I mean,
now Rutledge had been kind of but you know, he had had some appearances that were successful.
I mean, Rutledge in the month of June has pitched 7 2/3 and has given up 7 runs. So that's an ERA of nearly 9.
All right, go to May. Go to May.
May, he was slightly better. He pitched 13 innings, gave up 10 earned runs, so his ERA was just under 7.
Yeah.
So in the last 2 months, Jackson Rutledge has pitched 20 2/3 innings and given up 17 runs.
Yeah, it's been
bad. That's an ERA of roughly 7.5.
It's not working.
It ain't.
We haven't really even delved into does Mike Rizzo still want to keep working for owners that just hamstring him at every turn payroll wise? Like, he's 64 years old. Like, is he going to work forever? I mean, how many more years is he going to work in Major League Baseball?
Don't know.
Maybe he would like to go to a franchise that isn't so controlling with the payroll.
Maybe you ask him that at 9 o'clock.
I mean, I'm sure he's not going
to
talk about it, but
he could, I'm sure he wouldn't, but at least you'd ask him.
You can ask.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mike.
DC. How old is his son? How old is Sonny?
Like
2?
2 years or something.
Yeah, he's young.
Mike, what's up?
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Matt.
What's up?
I'm thinking James Wood and Gore are going to be gone probably by like this year to a team that's relevant. And the reason why.
I mean, if Mike Rizzo traded
James Wood. Can you imagine if he traded Gore and Wood for a bunch of prospects?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, we don't have any pitching. We have a ton of hitters that aren't paid yet, and we're a team that doesn't pay any hitters at all, period. Like, no questions asked. And we're so good for, like, 3 or 4 innings. And like you said, Mike Rizzo's on the out. So it just makes sense for a team that's for sale to cut payroll. I think teams are being way more stingy now with payroll. I mean, the Boston's cutting guys to pay soccer team players. It's just, like, it's getting kind of ridiculous now with owners, and we're just kind of at mercy of it. And to be honest, like, what's the point of having a guy like Mike Rizzo there at all? Unless he got like a golden parachute type payment to hang around for a couple of years until he can be a part of like the sell package.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to see Riz make a major move today and just create a different vibe?
Do you want a scalp?
Yeah. Do you want to see him make a major move and get rid of Davey?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think that the team needs a shakeup, and I love Davey, and I don't think it has anything to do with the Davey, because Davey, his arms are tied behind his back just as much as Rizzo with ownership. Let Davey go. He'll get a job quick, in my opinion, and, you know, just shake things up a bit. But they have no like game plan. Like, it's just kind of aimless, and, you know, they can't put together a complete game, period. It's just sporadic, unnecessary roster that has like good players here and there, too young, too old, no pitchers. Like, we don't have any pitchers. So what are we going to do?
They went out and got Soroka. They clearly thought Mike Soroka was going to be, they gave him $9 million. Now, I understand $9 million for 1 year is not a lot of money for a pitcher, but
they thought he'd be decent.
They thought he'd be better. And last night, it was a quality start, struck out 9. He kept him in the game, but over the course of the year, and I did have the injury to start the year, but you just haven't seen much, but maybe I'm just not giving him enough time.
All right, good pitcher, but I mean, where's the line at for guys? Like, you know, where's the line for $5 to $10 million pitchers now?
Yeah.
You're either like a tiny market team just trying to basically like hit a home run with a guy like Skeens, or you're making deals for like massive guys, and we're just not there anymore. The allure of like DC being the big hit baseball team for the next 10 years is just gone. And it just wasn't in the owner's plans.
Yeah.
Like, so do you think right now, do you think the future for the next 5 years is awful, or do you see something positive on the horizon?
Well, I think it's going to be fine. It's still a good baseball, probably still a good time going to the games. It's still entertaining.
No, but how competitive do you think the team's going to be for the next 5 years?
Zero. The team's going to be zero competitive. Unless Mike Rizzo, they give him like $200 million of payroll.
So you don't think the young guys, you don't think the young guys that they do have kind of on the brink are going to change much?
No, I think they're good. Those guys are going to be good, but by the time they're going to be good, we're going to have to pay them, and we're not going to pay them.
Yeah,
and it's just like
we're the Pirates,
we're the Cincinnati Bengals.
You think we're the Pirates?
You know, in a way, Pirates, and not too much the Pirates, because I mean, it's just there's zero product forever. We've actually done it, and we held sustainability for a long time. So like, we still have that like, oh my God, what if? Like, we could still like, you know, what if?
What, but it's false hope. You think it's false hope?
Oh my God. You know, that's not going to happen.
All right. You know, Thank you, Mike.
We have pitchers. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
All right. Don't forget, coming in up in just over 20 minutes at 9 a.m., we'll be joined by the president and GM of the Washington Nationals. Mike Rizzo joins the show at 9 a.m.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.